Hey there, Martin.
Hi, I'm calling in reference to an invoice that I have. I can read it off to you.
It regarding the payment on that, or I'll just have to direct you to the right department?
Yes, I'm the bank that's actually providing the financing. I just wanted to give someone an update over there.
Absolutely. Hold on a moment.
Sure.
Good afternoon, Taylor and Martin.
Good afternoon. My name is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. Calling in reference to a client that purchased some equipment at an auction you guys had in Burgettstown, PA.
Okay.
It's buyer number 215.
Okay. What can I do for you?
So I have their approval and everything. I'm working on getting their documents out today. Have you guys requested to be 100% pre-funded, but it's going to be cutting it a little bit close to get it done by the 28th. We're obviously closed, and I don't know if you guys are open either. You might be at least for wiring, but my goal is to get it done by then. I just wanted to speak to the proper parties and kind of give you guys an update.
Okay.
But the loan documents should be out tonight, though, is my goal at least. And then we probably will not need the originals to get you pre-funded, but they will need the originals when it's all said and done, and we should get those, hopefully by Friday from the client.
Okay. So you're just giving us the heads up that we probably won't see it until the beginning of next week, or?
I'd say it's 50-50, but my goal is obviously to get it done by I completely forgot that we were closed on Monday too, so that kind of threw me for a loop, but
Okay.
Tuesday we'll be open, and if I can get into work on Monday if the building's open, I probably will, but I doubt it will really help. I don't
Okay.
think anyone else is going to be open.
Okay.
But yeah, just kind of filling you guys in, giving you a heads up. We are including the shipping costs and everything as well, so I'll try to have that itemized so that just the $46,200 goes directly to you,
Okay.
obviously. And then if we can have that wired, prior to everything else, that's my goal. At least you're
Okay.
paid, and then they can pick it up and get it off site because it looks like it just says all equipment must be removed by May 28th. So it's going
Right.
to be a little hard, but we should be able to do it. But I thought I'd
Yeah,
let someone
and if
know.
not, I mean it would just be moved over to our, storage facility there. So,
Okay.
I tell you what though, let me put you I'm going to actually let me just hold on here.
But they're definitely approved. I've done quite a few loans for them in the past. No problem at all.
Okay. Well, let me I'm going to let you speak with my manager here real quick just to see if he would be willing to release the equipment before the funding goes through, since you're the actual, finance company on that.
Right, and the loan itself, just to give you a heads up, is being syndicated through Ascentium Capital, which I'm sure you've heard of those guys before. So.
Okay. Yeah, hold on just a second. Let me get you Chris, okay? Because
Okay.
were they wanting to go in this weekend and pick it up, or were they fine with
I don't know that they'll
waiting
be able
until?
to. My goal is to be able to pay you guys just so that they have the skin in the game. But
Okay.
I could find out for sure, and I.
I mean, because, typically we wouldn't release the equipment until, we're funded in full. So.
Right, and that's one thing that because our Ascentium's requiring a site inspection, we could probably do the site inspection there on site, as long as we get everything done on time. But they are from California. Their equipment's going to be shipped to
Right.
California from Pennsylvania, so obviously they won't be able to really inspect it till it's all the way back to California. But then again, you guys won't release the equipment till you're paid, so
Right.
that's what
Yeah,
we're up
let me
against.
Okay, let me just have you speak with Chris real quick just to see if he would make an exception on that. I don't have the authorization to do that. And in the event that they're wanting to get in there this weekend, but you won't have the funding to us until, next week, for instance. So,
Worst case scenario, right?
Right, yeah. So hold on just a second. Let me get you my manager, Chris, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Thanks.
This is Chris.
Chris, how you doing? This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a mutual client. The order number is or buyer number, sorry, is 215. They were actually out at Burgettstown, PA at the auction you guys had on the 19th.
Okay.
So just wanted to give you guys a heads up. They're approved and everything. We should have loan documents out to them tonight. They're
What's the buyer number again?
it is a 215.
Okay.
And let me see here. Okay, yeah, there's nothing weird on her. Just want to make sure. But now they're approved for the full amounts. Everything's good to go. Like I said, I should have loan documents out to them tonight. We may not need the originals to have you guys wired, but if we do, worst case scenario, we'll get those on Friday. we'd like to do the site inspection there on site because the client's actually from California.
Okay.
So the equipment will be shipped from there to California. So obviously it'll take who knows how long to get out here. But but that's just wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up. Hopefully we can get it done for you by Friday. But worst case scenario, you know, being it's a holiday weekend, people missing
whatnot. Yeah, we can't release anything until we're funded.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to start that with other customers. I mean, they'd know exactly everything was going to be on hold until we were funded in full. So, we'll have to be funded in full in order for us to release any trailers to them. So.
Okay, we have no problem doing that, actually. The loan itself is being syndicated through Ascentium Capital. So I'm sure you heard them before. They've worked with you probably many, many, many times.
Yep. So. It's just a policy that we have, so.
Oh, no problem. You know. I just wanted to basically give you guys a heads up of what's going on. We might still be able to get it done by Friday.
Okay.
It just took a little bit of time for them to figure out who was doing titling and all that good stuff, as usual. So.
Not a problem.
But if you want, Chris, I can email you so you have my contact info.
Sure.
If that's a way you like to communicate.
And, sure.
We can go from there.
Sounds good.
What's your email, Chris?
It's C Miller at Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, and then and is spelled out A-N-D, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N .com.
.com. And Miller is E-R, not E-R, right?
Yep, E-R.
All right. My name's Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff, and I'll just put in the buyer number on there.
Sounds good.
All right, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep, bye-bye.